Yeah, you know, I sketch it on there very quickly and then refine it when we're painting.
Towards the end of hours of work outside of Carborough's Even Dough Bakery, Lauren Pease of Sweet Pease Art is enjoying the hot summer day's first bit of shade mercifully cast over her latest local business mural. She's filling out a lamp post, a part of the composition's downtown Carborough scene.
Every project is a little different. Sometimes they're very specific. They know what they want. In this situation, she knew what she wanted. They sometimes will come to me with a drawing. They'll sometimes come to me with inspiration. Other times they come to me and say, I just want it to look pretty.
You can find Sweet Pease art murals all over town, like the moviegoers bursting out of the sides of the Lumina Theater, the monarch butterflies adorning Yoga Garden in Pittsburgh, or the Welcome to Carborough High piece on the school's exterior. She spent over 20 years putting up art around the community since departing a career in advertising. While things started small with baby nurseries, she said her butterfly mural in Pittsburgh was a turning point in her journey as a public-facing artist.
And so everything I had done throughout my career was really custom. And this was more or less one of the first ones where they said, just give me something beautiful. And I ended up doing a butterfly mural down there, which it felt like it was genuinely a piece that I would do for myself. And it also got some good press. People loved it. And it gave me the confidence to say, all right, I can do things on the side of buildings.
She said that in the early days of her work, she sometimes found it isolating, working on a mural as life continued to move around her. To alleviate that feeling, and to help in all regards, she's begun to work with partners. At Even Dough Bakery, her partner is her niece, Tess Marino.
I've always loved to draw, and I always grew up surrounded by Lauren, and my sisters are artists, so I always had a lot of inspiration around me. Being able to help Lauren on her jobs was a privilege from the pretty early on, because I had an in with someone like her. And to be able to help paint the community so publicly the way she does, I find it such a privilege at such a young age to be able to step into a world like that.
As for Lauren Pease's favorite piece she's done around town, she said it actually isn't any of her biggest displays. Instead, it's a series of little frogs that can be found by keen-eyed visitors to businesses across Chapel Hill's Southern Village.
That project was my favorite for a lot of reasons. One, it's a scavenger hunt for kids in Southern Village. So it's like a multi-purpose piece of art. Not only does it look cute, but it also creates an activity for parents and their kids to run around and find these little characters. When I was working on it, I knew I loved it because my husband was like, you would have done this job for free, wouldn't you? I was like, yeah, don't tell anyone, but yeah.
And as for her future projects, after wrapping up at Even Dough, she said she's spoken with owners at Open Eye Cafe and Al's Burger Shack, both of which already have Sweet Pease murals, about doing more work for both businesses. Before that, though, she'll be making sure that her butterflies keep flying.
When I finish this project, I'll be doing a really beautiful barn. I got a couple calls from that yoga studio that's going to be torn down. Several people have reached out and said, recreated in my house or recreated in my, you know, in this situation. She reached out and said, I saw that mural. We love the butterflies as well as the butterfly down on Rosemary Street. I think that might have been another one they saw, and said that they wanted some pollinators on the side of their barn. So I'll be doing that one.
She said she hopes each one of her pieces helps brighten the community in its own way.
My goal is to evoke joy in my target audience's day. And as they walk by my piece of art, if it brings a smile or evokes some sort of joy in their being, then I feel like it's a total win.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.